those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps, from those who kneel down to drink. 300 of them drank from the cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites home, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Now the camp of Midian lay below them in the valley. So let's look at this story. blow their trumpets. The light shines around, and the Midianites, fearing that there's a huge army, run around in confusion and start to fight each other, defeating each other in the process. God makes the impossible possible. One more principle I want to share with you from that, and that is the battle of life is a team effort. The battle of life is a team effort. If you look at it, if those 300 guys that were encapsulating the Midianites, if some of them decide, you know what, I don't know, I think I'm going to go home, you know, I want to get some coffee or something, get dinner. Instead, they would leave a place for the Midianites to go through. Instead, it required all of them to work together as a team in order to win that battle. Okay? And really, that's what we need to be doing as well. We need to work together as a team with all of our gifts, with all of our talents, and they're oftentimes different. In fact, a lot of times we have to look at other people's or our blind spots and say, we need people with other gifts to help in our blind spots. But we need those gifts. The battle in life is not about weapons. It's actually about us working together in order to share the gospel. I have one picture here of a little girl. She's from Costa Rica, but actually she's not originally from Costa Rica. She was from Nicaragua. And I wanted to share you with this because sometimes we don't even realize how our contributions can be used by God. I met her when I was learning some Spanish in Costa Rica, and she was there, and she had come from Nicaragua. She had lost her family and come there, and there was a family there that I was staying with, and they were kind of helping her. She was going to school, and she was doing some house cleaning, some different things like that. But one of the things I noticed is during the day, she would be listening to Christian music all the time. I'm like, do you like this? And she goes, oh, yeah, I love this. And I'm like, well, where did you learn it and stuff? And she goes, well, you know, there was a team that came to our village in Nicaragua, and they shared this with me. And she goes, and I have something I want to show you, too. And so she went back into her room. She came out, and she had a little track that they had given to her that she had brought with her all the way from her village in Nicaragua to Costa Rica. And she did not want to lose it. And so she had become a Christian, and a lot of it was because there was a team there that had said that they were going to make a sacrifice, they were going to work together, and they were going to try to have some impact in the community. I thought about it, and I'm like, I bet you that team never even knew what had happened with it. Never had any idea the kind of impact that they had with it. But because they made that effort, a life was changed. And that's what I encourage you guys, too, to think in terms of us working together as a team. Some may be able to help, with Project Christmas, what's it called? Operation Christmas Child. Others may be able to help, you know, in working in Sunday school. Others may help by providing resources or funds and stuff for some of the projects and everything. But we can all work together as a team to make a difference, and God can use that no matter how little we might think that we are on that team. God makes the impossible possible. We often feel like we're the least. But because of Him, He can make the impossible possible, and we can have great victories through Him. Okay? I'm going to bring the two guys up again, and we're going to bring these ropes. And I don't know if you can show this on video or not. Can you guys come over here? Okay, can you put that on? And we're going to see what we can do with this again. We're going to give you one last, chance to uncouple yourselves from this. Okay? And you got to come out here again so that they can see you. Try to face them a little bit that way. And you guys can try one last shot here, and then I'm going to help you. No, same problem, eh? Okay, so let's have you face this direction a little bit, and we're going to show you something, okay? Sometimes we have to do things a little bit outside of the box. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a little loop. I'm going to come around here, around your hand, through this, and you are not going to have to be locked to each other forever. Isn't that great? Okay. Thanks, guys.